Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. The mantra of many paleoclimate scientists studying some old ice, baby. As snow freezes and accumulates at the polar regions of Earth, it also traps atmospheric information in tiny little bubbles. Over time, the layers of snow add up and get squished into glacial ice. These trapped layers show the seasonal cycle of the annual wintertime freeze and the summertime snowmelt year after year. Now, scientists can go back and study the history of the Earth's atmosphere in these layers kind of like a tree ring, but more like a stack of flapjacks with the oldest stuff at the bottom. Places in Antarctica have accumulated millions of years of ice layers, in turn holding millions of years of atmospheric information. And by drilling in, scientists can study the Earth's ancient climate. Researchers have studied the last 800,000 years of Earth's continuous climate history this way. The results show that atmospheric levels of heat-trapping gases like carbon dioxide have never changed faster or been higher than what is happening today. But, breaking news, an international group of ice core scientists have just discovered some preserved ice from about 2.7 million years ago. Initial results from that study also suggest that heat-trapping gases were nowhere near the levels that we're currently experiencing, even over 2 million years ago. Both studies here further support the ongoing research from the global science community to better understand the relationship between our consumption and our impacts on the natural world around us. And further proof that if you want to learn more, you really have to get to the bottom of things, even if it's ice, baby.
For more information, please visit smv.org.